Issues Etc. relies on a small group of faithful supporters called the Issues Etc. Reformation Club. These people have pledged to become monthly or annual contributors to Issues Etc., and this allows us to budget our expenses more efficiently. Now, there are four levels of giving. The Confessor, $25 monthly, or an annual gift of $250. The Apologist, $50 monthly, or an annual gift of $500. The Reformer, $100 monthly, or an annual gift of $1,000. And the Patron, $200 monthly, or an annual gift of $2,000. Each Reformation Club member receives premiums like books, transcripts, and the I Have Issues t-shirt. You can join the Issues Etc. Reformation Club by contacting Craig. His email address, craig@issuesetc.org. Or you can call 618-223-8385, 618-223-8385, the Issues Etc. Reformation Club.
And if there is some concern they have about us being a couple, it would have been expressed a long time ago. It's simply fear for this discussion to take place.
As Charlie Robin, a gay partner of a St. Louis teacher, music director who was fired last week by a Catholic school and church, he says it's just fear. The institution doesn't want to talk about the situation. They had planned a same-sex marriage, and I believe that that was what the plan, what was what led to his firing. Now, we're going to be talking about this, and I want your reaction to it as well. The Catholic Church has been in the news a lot lately for refusing to do things. And one of the things that it would also refuse to do is permit a man who's preparing to enter into a same-sex union, a same-sex marriage, to be a teacher or music director at its church or school. Now, this is a local story, but I think it has broader ramifications for religious liberty, for not only the Catholic churches, but churches in general's position on same-sex unions, on homosexuality, on what they will permit of employees, on what will they will allow from employees. I want to hear from you, your reaction on this Tuesday afternoon. We're coming to you live. It's the 6th of March. We're going to listen to the story from News Channel 5 in St. Louis, and I want your reaction. 1-877-623-6943, audio open lines, issues, etc. 877-623-6943. Send us an email with your reaction, your questions, and your comments. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Talkback@issuesetc.org. A tweet at issuesetc. Or leave your reaction at our Facebook fan page right now as we listen. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Here's the story of a gay teacher and music director fired from a St. Louis Catholic church and school last week here in St. Louis from News Channel 5.
A music teacher who was fired from one Catholic school has been fired now from his second job.
St. Anne Catholic School fired Al Fisher last week after finding out that he planned to marry his male partner. News Channel 5 education reporter Sharon Stevens followed the story today, and she's here now with the latest. Sharon?
Lisa, L. Fisher was also the music director at St. Rose Philippine Duchesne Catholic Church in Florissant. His partner, Charlie Robin, says Fisher would not speak publicly right now, but some St. Anne parents say Fisher was a popular instructor who didn't deserve to be fired.
Fisher sent parents an emotional email, and he asked them not to go public. But some decided to speak up. Kathy Dolson is still active with the school, even though her children have graduated.
He was a wonderful teacher. He did amazing things in the music program. Mm-hmm. It just wonderful concerts, wrote a school fight song for the school.
He really got here at a Catholic school. They sing a lot in church, and he always had the kids singing great songs that they could really get into, and he made it really exciting for them to participate in Mass.
We'll come back to the story in just a moment. I want your reaction to this story of a local man, a gay teacher, a music director in St. Louis, fired by a Catholic school and then a church as teacher and music director. Do you think a church, or let's start with the school, a religious school should not have any view, not have any reaction if a teacher is gay and decides to marry his same-sex partner? Good teacher, well-liked teacher, capable teacher, no one doubts that. Should this man have been fired? 1-877-623-6943. 6943 877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org or our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. As to the question of the church where he served as music director, well, he's a talented man. He had the kids singing there in church on Sundays and other occasions. The people seemed to enjoy his music, seemed to be very capable in that job as well. Should his sexual proclivities and his plans to marry his same-sex partner have anything to do with his qualifications and his employment at a Catholic church? What if it was your church? 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org or facebook.com/issuesetc.
Al Fisher lost two jobs in 1 week. In a statement, the archdiocese said, Fisher broke the rules when he publicly demonstrated a life inconsistent with Catholic teaching. This is outlined in the Christian Witness Statement, which is on the first page of the Parish Employee Handbook and is applicable to all employees of the Archdiocese of St. Louis and its parishes and schools. Charlie Robin is Fisher's partner. He says their relationship was no secret. And he accuses the archdiocese of being hypocritical.
If there is some concern they have about us being a couple, it would have been expressed a long time ago. It's simply fear for this discussion to take place.
Robin is the executive director of the Edison Theater here at Washington University. He says his employer has been very supportive.
I don't think we can change the views of the Catholic Church, but I think that we should always be open to evolving.
Charlie Robin says that he and Al Fisher will be married next weekend in New York City. Lisa?
All right, Sharon, thank you.
All right, that's the story from the local news channel 5. I want your reaction now. It's audio open lines, issues, etc. The story again, a gay man is a teacher and a music director at a Catholic school and church. It seems as though at least his same-sex partner says that it was no secret. Everybody knew about it. It wasn't until they decided to plan for their same-sex marriage in New York that it became an issue. He was fired from both jobs. Should he have been fired? Should the church have said, look, it's in our handbook. We should have done something about it before. Now it's time to do something about it. What do you think about this? What if it was your kid's school? What if it was your church? 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Our Facebook fan page is there, and we've left space for you to leave your reaction to the story, facebook.com/issuesetc. Up first from Michigan, here's Chris. Chris, welcome to Issues, Etc.
Yes. I'll give the standard answer. Is that if a person doesn't like the teachings of their church, he had other options like ELCA or the Episcopalians.
Chris, what do you make of the fact that at least his same-sex partner says that this was no secret, that everybody in his capacity as both jobs, as a teacher and a music director at the church, were fully aware of their relationship even prior to their plans to marry?
I believe they should have done something sooner because they knew fully well that the Roman Catholic Church teaches homosexuality is wrong. They took the risk, and it's their fault.
Chris, thanks for listening in Michigan. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org or facebook.com/issuesetc. George listens in Bridgeport, Nebraska. He says, now, don't you know that the church is supposed to change its entire teaching based upon the whims of one person rather than a person conforming and submitting themselves to church teaching? Well, it's a bit tongue-in-cheek, but I think your point gets across. Now, we heard at the very end someone commenting on it, and I believe it was one of the parents of one of the school kids saying, well, you know, we don't want to change Catholic teaching, but we got to be open to evolving. I don't know exactly what that means. Mark in Sarasota, Florida says the church must hold a line of high standards for those in leadership. He is free to be gay and free to seek employment where his lifestyle does not conflict with the core values of the organization for which he works. He is unable to see the conflict, or is he rebellious? It's a good question. I think he probably is taken off guard given the fact that, at least by all reports, his relationship was known and no one was doing anything about it. Everybody knew what the handbook for employees said, but it wasn't being enforced. You can kind of understand where he might be taken off guard. 1-877-623-6943. Michael is listening in St. Louis. Hi, Michael.
Hi. Before I start, I have a question. Was he a member of the Catholic Church?
I do not know if he was a member. He was an employee of the church as music director and of the church-associated school as a music teacher, I believe. But the news reports don't say whether he was a member or not.
Yeah, well, if he was a member, then, you know, they should have done something like talk to him and then maybe excommunicated him. But obviously he doesn't think it's a sin if he's going to get married and hold it out to everyone, you know, not make it a secret or anything. He can't plead the blood of Jesus Christ. And I think that's the real important question is what's going to happen to his eternal soul.
I agree with you there, Michael. Do you fault the Catholic Church in this sense, that is the local Catholic parish and school, for apparently knowing about his relationship but not enforcing the handbook rules with regard to this employee earlier?
Yeah, I mean, we're called to be salt and light as Christians, and you're hardly being the light if you let someone exist in obvious sin and you don't even tell them about it. How is that loving them?
Michael, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in St. Louis. Pat listens in Michigan City, Indiana, and says, this is really a tiresome story. Same song, umpteenth verse. The Catholic Church is on record as that employees of the church must be members of the congregation and upholding the teachings of the church. Other teachers have been fired for similar reasons. Why should this teacher think he is any different from those who have already been fired? His capability as job is not the issue. Proclaiming his lifestyle and therefore teaching something in opposition to the church's teaching is the issue. Now, that raises the question of religious liberty yet again. In a course of weeks where religious liberty has been in the news an awful lot, it's actually kind of refreshing to hear it in the news. I wish it weren't in the news under these circumstances. What's being challenged here, what may be challenged through a court case, a wrongful termination suit or something like that, could be the Catholic Church's standing as to whether it can fire employees. We say equal opportunity employee, but there are exceptions to that. Every other business in the world that employs people can't fire you for being gay, can't fire you for marrying your same-sex partner. Some would say the church should be no exception. Your reaction to this story, more audio open lines issues, etc. on this Tuesday afternoon, March the 6th, after this.
When you need a friend, you have a friend in Jesus Christ, the Good Shepherd, and friends among his people at Good Shepherd Lutheran Church, Arnold, Missouri. At Good Shepherd Lutheran Church, we offer Christ-centered word and sacrament ministry, inspirational liturgical worship services, and faithful preaching and teaching. Sunday worship services are at 9 a.m. Sunday school and Bible class are at 10:30. We also have an excellent Christian preschool. We invite you to join us. Good Shepherd Lutheran Church, 2211 Tenbrook Road, Arnold, Missouri, 636-296-1292.
We know that you want to build your family on the right foundation from the very start, the foundation of Jesus Christ. Concordia Publishing House offers more than 8,000 products for churches, schools, and homes, dedicated customer service, and an experienced staff to help you focus on what matters most. Click to connect at cph.org. Concordia Publishing House, listening, responding, providing for God's people. Concordia Publishing House, cph.org.
Talk radio for the thinking Christian. You're listening to Issues, Etc.
How does Jesus' incarnation provide us with a response to religious relativism? Find out in an article that I've written for the latest Issues, Etc. journal. It's titled God in a Box, and we'll send it to you for free. Just send an email to journal@issuesetc.org. You can also read about Pastor Michael Schuerman's journey from moralistic therapeutic deism to the rock-solid theology of the Reformation. The online Issues, Etc. journal, journal@issuesetc.org.
Would you like to share something you've heard on Issues, Etc. via email, Facebook, Twitter, or text message? We've made it easy for you. Just go to the Listen On Demand page of our website, issuesetc.org, and click Share This. You'll find almost 50 ways to share Issues, Etc. audio. We love our on-demand listeners. Old Theology, New Technology, issuesetc.org. Go to the Listen On Demand page and click Share This.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. This is a local story that I think has national and broad implications. The church has always had a set of standards for its members, for those who are adherents to the church. The Roman Catholic Church obviously has one that is well known. Now, the church is at the same time, not only the Roman Catholic Church, but other churches and their associated institutions like schools, whether they be elementary schools or schools of higher learning, they also are employers. And not every one of their employees are members of the church held to the same standard as individuals. Should they be held to the same standard, these religious principles, these principles of, in the case of this man in St. Louis who was fired as a music director and a teacher, not be a homosexual, practicing homosexual, not live in a homosexual relationship with another person? Should employees be held to that standard too? A local man was fired as a music director and a teacher from a school and a church, a Roman Catholic school and church, because word got out of his planned same-sex marriage. Now, his partner says it was no secret before that. Their relationship was well known. What should a church or a religious institution do in this case with employees? Should they inquire about this before employment? Should they check up on it after employment has been secured? A lot of them probably have a don't ask, don't tell. Not an official policy, but in practice, they don't ask, they don't tell. But all of them have certain morality clauses, especially when it comes to school-related issues, because these employees are working around kids. 1-877-623-6943-877-623-MYIE. What do you think about this? What's your reaction to this story? Janine is listening in Greenville, South Carolina. Janine, thanks for waiting on the line.
You're welcome. Nice talking to you today. I just wanted to say that I thought that the partner, Mr. Robin, is being a little disingenuous when he says their relationship was no secret. He's assuming that because it was two men living together that the people at the Catholic school and in the Catholic church would automatically assume they were in a homosexual relationship. I don't think that's a fair assumption to make. That automatically rules out the possibility of anybody of the same gender living with a roommate, in other words, who are you going to live with if you want to share the cost of rent if you're not married, unless it's someone of your same sex, without raising eyebrows in a different way?
What do you think an employer ought to do in this case, Janine? Let's say you are the principal at this school. You know that one of your teachers is sharing an apartment with a man. Do you say, well, I'm just going to assume that they're just roommates? Do you inquire as to the nature of the relationship? How far do you go with that?
Well, I don't think you can go that far. I don't think you can, because then that's really putting it's not following Luther's dictum to put the best construction on everything, right? If you assume, oh, this is two people of the same gender living together, they must be in a homosexual relationship, I have to inquire. That seems very confrontational and really assuming the worst of everyone.
All right, Janine, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in South Carolina. Bill is listening in Overland, Missouri. Hi, Bill.
Hi. Yeah, I think he should have been fired, and I think the Catholic Church was in its rights, and I think the federal government should make no laws that obstruct the free practice of religion, and I think what they're trying to do is say religion is what only takes place within the church doors on Sunday, and we can tell you how to run your schools and hospitals.
Well, I agree with you in part there, and thank you very much for your call. Thanks for listening in Overland. There is an effort on the part of some in the legal community and some lawmakers to have religious freedom more narrowly construed. Not simply to say you can practice your religion as it dictates, say, in all of your doings. If you're a church organization or a parachurch organization, you can apply those and make them standards for not only membership, but also for employment. The more narrow construing of that is, look, what you believe is what you believe. That's your own private business. How you worship is how you worship. That's your own private business. But if you're going to cut a paycheck, if you're going to be an employer, if you're going to be an insurer, then you got to play by the rules that everybody else plays from. And your religious considerations should have no part of it. It's a much more narrow construing of religious liberty Oh, go ahead and believe what you want to believe as an individual. Teach whatever you want to teach from your pulpits and your Bible classes. Worship as you would like. But if you're going to be part of society by paying paychecks and employing citizens, you got to be like anybody else. What do you think of that? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Carrie in Minnesota says he should have been fired because he is to set an example for children at the church. It might cause the children to see homosexual lifestyle as okay, as far as God is concerned. Scripture says that anyone who causes a little one to sin, it would be better for that person if a rock were put on him and he were thrown into the sea. Of course, she paraphrases there. Now, it's quite true that that's a consideration not only for religious employers, but for any employer. We don't want any employer, public school teacher, adversely influencing our children with regard to the morality, causing them to sin. But I get your point there, Carrie, and thanks for listening in Minnesota. James listens in Iowa. He says he should have expected this. There are plenty of other places to work that will allow him to practice his depravity without restriction. Thanks for listening in Iowa, James. Robert listens in Sundance, Wyoming. He says he knew exactly what was going to happen. I think he should have joined the armed forces. Well, that's true. I mean, that's where, at least until recently, don't ask, don't tell was the policy. Do you think that don't ask, don't tell is the unwritten policy with a lot of religious employers? I've worked for a religious employer, officially. And I had to sign a piece of paper. In fact, I had to re-sign this piece of paper every year. And it had a lot of do's and don'ts and a lot of, if you're a member, if you're an employee of this institution, you're going to do this and you're not going to do that. There was, in every single copy of this that I signed, a morality clause. It was rather broadly written, giving the employer a lot of discretion, a lot of leeway to determine what might be in conflict with the interests of that institution in terms of how I lived my life. But that morality clause can be used by employers to say, look, we just think homosexuality is wrong, or we think that cohabitation is wrong, or we think that adultery is wrong. And if you do this, you can, may not necessarily do, but you can jeopardize your employment here. And this has been pretty much accepted policy with religious employers. I don't know how much longer that particular latitude will be permitted under our system of laws. I just don't know. James listens in North Carolina. He says, I have no problem with the decision. Religious institutions must have the right to require employees to hold to their teachings. I'm just surprised that they did not fire him earlier when his unrepentant homosexual conduct became common knowledge. Now, we don't know for sure that it was common knowledge. His same-sex partner says that he thinks it was common knowledge. It was no secret. We don't know for sure whether it was a secret or not. Elizabeth says, most religious employers, universities, schools, etc., require their employees to sign a statement of faith or to provide documentation of similar religious affiliation. Why would this situation be different? He signed a contract agreeing to abide by specific policies. Sounds like he is disappointed that he got caught. You know, our listeners have raised some interesting questions here. There is the issue of going into a situation with your eyes wide open. If you take a job with a Roman Catholic institution, a school or a church, especially a church, it's reasonable to expect that even if you don't believe that their standards are correct, you will be expected to abide by those standards within reason. If you take a job with a more peripheral organization like a hospital, or some other, or an insurer, or an agency, maybe those standards are going to be more laxly applied. Now, his same-sex partner says it was no secret. If that is the case, then I think the first fault lies with the Roman Catholic Church and school in allowing the situation to persist and not saying to this man early on, look, what you're doing here and even what you're planning to do here is not acceptable, not as an employee of this institution. We're not going to look the other way. There's no don't ask, don't tell in the church. If it was not known, if it was in fact a secret, then he should expect that when the secret comes out, which apparently it did, that being employed by a Roman Catholic church and school, as an employee there, he has said that there are certain things he's going to abide by, and one of them is, at least outwardly, the church's official position on these moral issues. It applies not only, by the way, to homosexuality. It applies to all sorts of other things. Really, we're talking here about the whole Ten Commandments, aren't we? Right here, the issue is homosexuality and sexual deviancy. But it also applies to heterosexuals, too. The church should expect that its employees, especially those that teach its teachings, if they don't believe them, they ought to at least abide by them. One would hope that they would actually believe them if they're going to teach them. Folks, Mark just sent us his recent comment using the new Issues Etc. Android app. We talk a lot about the Issues Etc. iPhone app. There's also an Android app. You can find it along with the iPhone app at our website, issuesetc.org. Both of these apps for your mobile devices are absolutely free. Issuesetc.org. It's Issues Etc. in the palm of your hand. Tomorrow on Issues Etc., we'll talk with Dr. Craig Evans about an alleged new archaeological discovery called the Jesus Discovery. I'll talk with you tomorrow. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.